bring the court to order, please. Is there anyone that would like to open our court with the opening prayer this morning? Any volunteers for our opening prayer? Thank you, Captain.
Father, we just thank you for this wonderful day. Father, we ask you to be with us today as we go through this session, being with each commissioner and the judge, and the citizens as well, that the decisions made will be for good, Lord. Ask you to God protect us as we take our journeys home today into our different destinations, and bless us with safety. We love you and pray forgiveness of our sins in Christ's name, for your sake.
Amen. If you'll join me in our pledges to our United States and Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Honor the Texas flag.
I pledge allegiance to the Texas, one state, under God, one and indivisible.
Reflect that all members of court are present with the exception of Commissioner Nowak. Mr. Clark, glad to have you with us this morning. Glad you're feeling
good. Good to be here.
Okay, commissioners, entertain a motion to approve our commissioners' court agenda.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Under presentations, proclamations, and resolution, we have a presentation of the Employee of the Month for May. Morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. My name is Shannon Jackson. I am the Recognitions Coordinator for Montgomery County Employees Committee. And we are presenting May's Employee of the Month, and they will be receiving a plaque and a $30 Benihana gift card. So if I could have Catherine Paneri come up here.
Thank you. Good morning. My pleasure to present Taylor Nichols, the May Employee of the Month, to you. She is our Montgomery County's first medical legal death investigator. As a new position, it didn't come with a how-to manual. It took many meetings and phone calls to get the position started, and she was critical to the whole process. Although she already had a good knowledge base, she spent countless hours learning all she can about death investigation and is working toward her certification next month. She's by far one of the most dependable and pleasant people I've ever had the pleasure to work with. She'll do whatever it takes to get the job done. It's really not uncommon for me to ask her to do something to find out she's already started it. The energy and enthusiasm she brings to the job is uplifting, something greatly needed in our office where we deal with death and dying every day. There isn't a job Taylor won't do or hasn't done to help out in order to make sure that we get our work done. It's my pleasure to honor Taylor with the Montgomery County Employee of the Month for May 2018.
Congratulations. All right, commissioners, I'll entertain a motion now to approve minutes from our regular session dated May 22nd, 2018.
Move.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Commissioners, I have no changes on the consent agenda. Unless there's something you'd like to bring forward, ready to approve that, I'd entertain a motion to approve our consent agenda.
I move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Item 11A, consider, discuss, and take appropriate action on distribution of $50 million in road bond issuance. We did have one individual signed up to speak on that, Mr. O'Sullivan, if you'd like to address the court at this time. I think you know all the generalities, but 3 minutes, and we're glad to hear what you have to say.
Good morning. First, I want to congratulate Commissioner Riley for his reelection. On the $50 million on the road bonds, well, here we are 3 years after, and we still have residue left from that bond, which was supposed to be committed by now. And Commissioner Nowak isn't here, and I'm sure he has jobs which he would like to do, and we haven't even, and this amount will not use up all the money. So if you can move some of his stuff forward that he wants to do so he can get on it, and then you can take it out of the next tranche, which is due about now, actually. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, commissioners, we had the bonds that were sold. Phyllis, you might want to talk a little bit about the total amount that we have. We've got, what, another $90 million left to sell? Is that correct?
So, Judge, before this issue was sold, you had a little over $139 million left to sell, and y'all sold about $50 million. So you, as a result, then would have the difference in that. It was $139.6 million that was remaining.
Before we sell this 50?
Yes, sir. So it would be the 89.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, and a portion of this will be used to reimburse loans that we've already made.
That's correct. So you have begun some projects, and you've also indicated your intent to use these bonds for some other projects that maybe haven't had payments begin yet. Those include payments that were made for FM 1097. There was a project for you, Commissioner Riley. I believe it was Grand Pines. And there were a couple of projects for Commissioner Nowak that were, I believe, Elon Boulevard and Burnham Woods. Mm-hmm. And so y'all also have made some commitments for some of those. Yes, sir.
Do we need to allocate this between the commissioners today? Or is this, how much is going back to the general fund? Or the fund balance?
Well, whenever you do the allocations, we'll do the reimbursements as a result of that.
Okay.
So whenever you do a reimbursement resolution, effectively the general fund is loaning dollars to this road bond that already had approval from the voters that just hadn't been issued yet.
Right.
Now that it's been issued, depending on how you allocate it, we would reimburse the general fund for those dollars that were already committed. So they total
$13 million.
A little more than that, if you count the ones that haven't begun yet, they total about $19.5 million.
Okay, so that
reimburse general fund.
Yes, sir.
And that's me and who?
And Commissioners One and Commissioner Three.
Okay.
So Commissioner One has that was about $8 million for FM 1097.
Yep.
Which was mostly the county match for the state funding. Commissioner Precinct 3's projects were county projects. They were Elon Boulevard at Aldine Westfield and then Burnham Woods, and those two totaled almost $5 million.
And then, Commissioner, you had?
I had Grand Pines for about $6
million. It's 6.6, yes, sir.
So 19 of that 50 is then going to be needed to reimburse the general fund right off the bat.
Where you've already indicated that you intended to fund those projects, yes, sir. There were another couple of $100,000 that were smaller payments for FM 1097, but those are the big ones.
We'll have about $31 million available then for the commissioners to use to continue their projects. The question is, who needs those dollars immediately?
I need 10.
You need
10.
I need 20. Takes us down to
there
4.
It is.
And then Commissioner Nowak's not here.
Well, really, I'm telling you, I think if we do this, we need to turn around and sell the rest of this as soon as we can. I've got projects ready to go.
Okay.
I have projects ready to go on the ground.
Yeah, it's time to get this behind us, and I think everybody's getting close to the end, and they need to be sold. We need to do that as soon as we can get it set up.
We can do that. I mean, we could have done it with this.
I know, and we should have.
I was thinking that that's all y'all needed. So
we need to go ahead and get that done, though. I got about $23 million I could put on the ground right now.
And when will that put either any, does that keep everybody still within the limits of what they
I don't know which projects Commissioner Nowak has that haven't awarded yet. Those are the projects that I discussed with y'all are ones that have already been to Commissioner's Court.
Well, why don't we just agree to sell today,
yeah,
and we'll figure out what we're going to do next court.
Sell them. You don't want to do the division today?
No,
we need to.
That's fine. Okay, but you want to go ahead and move forward with selling the final tranche of the bond?
Absolutely.
Okay. Do we need to take action on that, JD, or is that something we can just do?
Go ahead and notice.
John, yeah, don't notice that.
Okay. Good deal, then we'll defer any division of the funds at this time and go ahead and get the rest of those bonds sold. Good. Okay, item 11B, consider, discuss, take appropriate action on a proposed upgrade to Commissioner's Court audiovisual system and associated equipment. There's been a request to get rid of these screens up here. I think Commissioner Nowak had wanted to do that, so I've asked our IT department to put together this screen where we can all see that screen. And anytime someone presents something that we see on these small monitors, we'll be able to see it right here. They're talking about making that podium a little bit larger to give room for people to put documents up there on the podium as well. So
that's going to be mounted up, though?
Yeah, they're going to hold it where it would be mounted. Jimmy's been working out. He's ready. Need to be higher or lower than that? Can y'all see that okay,
yeah.
Commissioner?
Yeah.
It just went off.
So the question is can we remove the monitors on the desktop and replace it with this, and perhaps later do a evidence presentation system if we needed to make it more identifiable for you guys?
That's fine with me.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah.
If you can get it up to about that point.
You going to be able to read it, Commissioner Matter?
I can read it easier from there than I can here.
I can let my chair up.
You get it over here? Can you see it?
That's why I didn't say take mine away yet.
Well, if I get this out of the way, I can.
I think it's good.
He's just making fun of me being short.
Okay. So y'all want to go ahead with that, getting rid of these monitors and just using that one?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
Okay, perfect. Thank you.
So, Judge, I've got a proposal in front of us to go ahead and upgrade all the stuff. Can we have authorization to proceed with that? It's the one we've had. We've presented it at least once previous. It's $76,000.
And that would help us get the disk that we run out of, get it to a digital system.
It's going to upgrade us from analog to digital. It's going to replace a lot of the mics. It's going to add capacity. It's going to give us dual recording technologies at the same time in different places. It's something we need. This is the oldest court in the county that we have from a technology standpoint.
So we will have a recording device that will record longer than what we're doing now?
Yes, there'll be two of them. There'll be one mounted here and then one mounted somewhere else, both of them recording, so that if something happens to the primary, we have a secondary recording as well.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Good.
Is there a motion to authorize the IT department to move forward with that purchase?
I'll move.
Second. Do we need a funding source?
No, sir.
Huh?
No, sir.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries.
Thank you, Judge. Thanks, Rob. Thanks, Commissioners.
Okay, Constable Precinct 1.
Morning, Judge and Commissioners.
Morning.
Morning. Morning.
How are y'all this morning?
Good.
How are you? Good.
Under 12A, we'd like to consider and discuss a request to increase our fuel expense account, number 5511-735411, budget by $115,000 to cover bulk fuel and delivery charges for the remainder of the budget year. Please name a funding source.
How much did y'all start out with, Ken?
We started out with $48,012. And we had a carryover of $2,069, which was $50,081.43. Our total fuel expense from October through April was $49,782. We're running about 982 gallons a week. And, of course,
that counts boats and all.
Boats, and we have, with the cars and boats together, we put our own fuel system in. And of course, one thing that's really hurt us is the gas pump being down to Sheriff's Department. We've ended up having to pay 30 to 40 cents a gallon more for that fuel. And the other issue is we've also installed our own fuel system out there, which now we just got it up and operational. We got our units fueling up out there to save the money that we were paying at the commercial pumps. Based on our new administration and what we've accomplished with our people, we're not sitting still. Our guys are out working. Our boats are out working the entire lake. They're not sitting in front of one location. our fuel consumption is just going up.
Yeah, I move. Contingency is funding source.
From October to April, you spent $45,000?
$49,782.
And you think it's going to take $115,000 to get to the end of the year?
Right. Based on our fuel usage that we've gotten so far this year, we're...
Well, this next few months is the lake.
Yeah, the lake is what's really...
That's what eats you up, the boats.
If we got five, of course, we've had three drownings already. And when we have a drowning, you got to have all five boats working. And these boats are running, at a drowning, you're running 200, 250 gallons of gas a day.
Yep.
So...
Yeah, and the mental health goes all over the county.
And I see IT units being, due to the employment shortage throughout the county, our mental health and CIT guys have been running countywide and doing transports all over, so it's...
Yeah, it's needed.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carried.
12B is consider and approve the following changes. Close position 5511-5910-1, deputy constable, and open position 5511-6010-3, sergeant constable, effective June 16, 2018, transfer $46,500.74 and additional $16,699.60 in salary, $2,049 in retirement, $1,277.59 in Social Security is needed to fully fund the position and include a $479.96 for cell phone allowance. Name a funding source.
And this is to establish a new sergeant position in the lake.
Yes, sir. If I can speak on that for a minute. If you all know, last year I had three employees that were stealing gas from the county, and they're no longer part of the county. Charges were filed with the district attorney's office. Also had a senior sergeant retire, Randy Sanson. That left us four positions on the lake out of six that we had to train new employees. And through that process, they're trained and they're working on the lake. And now we want to have a supervisor on the evening shift, especially during these warm months. We run from in the morning till sometimes 2 or 3 in the morning. But just having a supervisor on the evenings, and our lieutenant works on the day shift. So it will help us with the manpower and also having a trained supervisor when we need it on evenings.
Lieutenant Cade, you've been working a lot of hours, haven't you?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. You know, with the summer months coming on and increased usage of the lake, which we've seen, I mean, it's evident. I agree. I think you need another level of supervision that can free up Lieutenant Cade a little bit to do what he needs to do. But, you know, I know it's the middle of budget year, but I think this is actually a position that they really, really need. I don't think they're coming in here adding some fluff to their budget. So I would move that we approve this, and contingency would be the funding source.
I second. How many will this put on the lake total now? How many deputies, lieutenants, five?
We got one position open that we're getting ready to start interviews on.
With that one position, it would be six.
Okay.
Six.
The holiday weekends, pretty crazy out there.
Yes, sir.
It's crazy out there all the time.
Just so y'all know, Lieutenant Cade has chosen to take Thursdays and Fridays off. He works weekends year-round for us, which is having a senior supervisor on weekends. And that's the busiest time on the lake. We do have problems, especially in the warmer months, day and night. You know, the lake's open 24 hours, it seems, in the summer. But he's been doing a really exceptional job for us out on the lake.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Good job.
We have a motion and a second. Any other questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
And you named a funding source, right?
Contingency.
Contingency.
Yeah.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Y'all be careful.
Constable Precinct Four.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
Item 13A is consider and approve the funding of two Chevrolet Tahoe police package vehicles fully equipped to include 1 year of maintenance and fuel at $44,750 each. These are in lieu of employee vehicle stipends. Please name a funding source.
Move.
Second. I thought we weren't bringing these through court like this anymore.
We've discussed this several times, and the funding source is the reduction in the salary and then contingency, and then it goes back against. I believe that we've said this multiple times, that they don't need to bring it back through, but there seems to be some discrepancies about what your intention is to do with these vehicles. So if we could clarify today, that'd be perfect, and then Rowdy wouldn't have to come back every time one gives up a vehicle stipend.
Constable, how many additional officers do you have in personal vehicles right now?
I think we have three or four left after this.
Okay.
We're phasing out.
Yeah, I knew that. I just didn't know how many you had left.
And you're right, Amy. I did bring that up last time, Constable Gable and I was here, that we continue to have to keep coming asking for approval for stuff. We've already approved it. It's already been approved.
Yeah, if they're just replacing vehicles, you know, replacing stipends with county vehicles, then I don't see the need to bring them back through every time.
On consent, would that be appropriate?
Yeah.
Just
that way
it's memorialized in the minute.
That's noticed.
That's fine. So they didn't have to make a trip all the way over here for, you know, a consent agenda.
I don't
Sounds
mind
good
coming
to me.
And seeing you. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Thank you, Constable.
Need a vote? Judge.
Try it again. So.
Yep.
We have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries. Constable Precinct 5.
Good morning, Judge. Good morning, Commissioners.
Good morning.
Consider and approve the Memorandum of Understanding, the Addendum B, School Resource Officer Pay Summary with Magnolia Independent School District regarding adding 10 additional deputies for the School Resource Officer Program effective July 1st. Please designate Montgomery County Constable Precinct 5 David Hill as the authorized official to sign and execute any and all related documents. Please authorize any and all necessary action the same.
Move.
That changes this agenda item.
What?
No, I'm looking at the wrong one. Second.
I still move.
These are all deputies that are funded by the school districts.
Yes, sir. What, after the Santa Fe school shooting, the superintendent, Dr. Todd Stevens, assistant superintendent, Jason Bullock, along with the entire board of trustees at Magnolia Independent School District, decided, you know, we're going to add additional deputies. So they decided to add 10 additional deputies. This is going to cover every school in that district, from elementary to the alpha to high school.
Okay.
And it's no cost to the county.
Good.
I think it's great that they stepped up to do that. That puts a total of 18 school deputies, correct?
Yes, sir. If I could, I'd like to commend the school district, Dr. Bullock, Dr. Stevens, the board of trustees. Once the Santa Fe school shooting started, or after that, they decided it's not going to happen in Magnolia. You know,
good.
To me, I believe this district has set the bar for other school districts in the area. You know, when you go from 8 deputies to 18 deputies to ensure the safety of children and faculty in the school district, to me that says a lot. That says a lot about that district. So I want to commend them for that.
Good.
It sure shows commitment, and I think that's where they need to be.
Absolutely.
All done. Right.
I move.
Second.
Motion and a second. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you, Judge.
Thank you, again.
Thank you, Commissioner.
District Attorney.
Good morning, Judge. Commissioners.
Morning.
15A. Consider an approved contract between Immigration and Customs Enforcement for the reimbursement of joint operations expenses from the Treasury Forfeiture Funds This agreement is for fiscal year 2018, and associated benefits will be funded from 4351-75985. Please designate Montgomery County District Attorney Brett Ligon as the authorized official to sign and execute any and all related documents.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
15B, consider and approve an exemption to Montgomery County Policy Number 5.1-18, authorizing overtime payment at a rate of time and a half to exempt employees working on the joint operations contract from Immigration and Customs Enforcement, overtime payment to be paid out of the contract funds. What this is, we have an employee that's one of our Internet Crimes Against Children investigators that's attached to Homeland Security to do some additional work. She's an exempt employee, so we're just asking to move, allow her to receive some of those funds.
Second.
And second. We've done this in the past, mm-hmm. Commissioner Johnson. Mm-hmm. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Item 16A, we do have someone signed up to speak on this item, Mr. Brian Luther.
Did you sign?
Mr. Luther, and I know you've been here before, but just to remind you, you have 3 minutes to make comments, and we cannot respond to those comments.
It'll be short and sweet. Morning, Judge, Commissioners. My name's Brian Luther. I actually live in Precinct 3. I'm here to speak about the amendment to the Airport Board bylaws. I think it's very important for us to have stakeholders and tenants that understand the direction of the airport and can advise James and you guys as to where we see this airport needs to go. So I'm in favor of these amended bylaws.
Good.
Thank you for
your
comment.
Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Brown.
Good morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Good morning.
I'm going to ask that you consider and take appropriate action relating to the amendment of the Airport Advisory Board bylaws and approve amended and reinstated bylaws.
Yeah, we had a clause in there that people with interest in the airport could not serve on the board. I personally didn't know it was there until it was brought to my attention, and I think that's counterproductive to not have somebody that has an interest in the airport on the advisory board.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important, matter of fact, to have people that have an interest. I would move that we make that change.
Is that
in our bylaws?
Is that the only change?
We changed the name and a little bit of housekeeping on it because the airport was Lone Star Executive Airport. Now it's Conroe North Houston Regional. And I'd also like to state that last night we did, according to the bylaws, any amendments or changes to the bylaws must be approved by the board. Mm-hmm. And last night we had our board meeting and they were approved unanimously.
Yep.
So.
A second.
Okay. Any other questions or comments, commissioners? I think it's a good change as well. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you,
BD, for your help on that.
Okay. Elections. Ms. Harvey. Good morning.
Good morning, Judge and commissioners.
Good morning.
My first item, 17A, consider and approve the order of election for the November 6th, 2018 general election.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Item B, consider and approve expenditures of surplus in election services contract fund pursuant to Section 31.100F of the Texas Election Code and Secretary of State Section 81.161 of the Texas Administrative Code.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments, commissioners?
How much is that, Susie? Do you know?
It's not a specific amount that I'm requesting, just the general description of expenses
okay.
from those surplus funds.
All right.
There's a number of things you can use those dollars for as long as they're all election related. Is that correct?
They have to be election related and not legally required by the county to do. Yes.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Under item 18A, we did have someone signed up to speak, Mr. O'Sullivan. We've got a couple more minutes left.
Good morning again. Bill O'Sullivan, Woodlands, Texas, Precinct 3. this $110,000, I hope it does the job. I mean, I hate to go through this and we still don't have enough money to hire these people, so I hope this closes the deal. The second part of it is, I believe, and this could be incorrect, that Dr. Gentry is at the lower level, and Dr. Gentry has been an enormous performer for the veterinary services at the animal shelter. So I would like to see that he gets elevated to the same, at least to the same $110,000. Thank you.
Great. Thank you for your comments. Okay.
Morning, Judges, Commissioners.
Morning.
For 18A, we have consider and approve increasing the salary for both vacant veterinarian positions, 6331-8350-1 and 6331-8350-2, from 103 to $110,000, excess position funds of $6,094.29 to be transferred from position 9538-1 to position 8350-1, the remaining salary and benefits totaling $9,480.49 to be funded from line 7419, professional services.
Move.
Second.
You're having a tough time filling those positions at that salary.
We are, and just to respond to his, Dr. Gentry is above this, so he is higher than the rest of them.
Because higher than what, the 110?
Yes.
Yeah, because he's the lead veterinarian. And we're down two vets right now, having extreme trouble replacing them. So.
And it seems to be a growing trend across the area. Even other places and organizations are even higher than this, but we're hoping that this will at least close the gap for us and be able to get some people.
How did you come up with a 110?
We were just trying to be, you know, a little bit conservative, think about the funding and everything else. A lot of, like I said, other organizations are actually higher than this. Not a lot higher than this, but they're higher enough, but we were hoping to at least close that gap enough that we don't have as difficult of a time finding them.
Believe it or not, I'm going to have to agree with Bill O'Sullivan. I hope this does it.
I agree. Yeah.
You know, I do too.
And that's what I'm curious. I mean, if 110, you're saying that there's people are higher than that around us. I mean, is it going to get us what we need?
I believe it will. I do. I believe it will. Some of the other organizations that are higher are bigger, are much bigger than us. So I'm hoping, since that we are slightly smaller and the workload hopefully is a little bit less, that the 110 will get what we need.
Good.
Okay.
Hope so.
Where is Dr. Gentry now? Is he significantly above that or close to that? Or?
If I am remembering correctly, around 120.
Okay.
And he's okay?
Yes.
I move. I thank Commissioner.
I'll motion in a second.
I second.
Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Okay.
Thank you.
One more. So 18B, this is consider and take appropriate action on proposed waiver and or amendment to the wild animal ordinance regarding establishment and maintenance of alligator or crocodile exhibit on private park property.
I don't understand this.
So this relates back to the water park that's opening over in East County. So they're just going to have an exhibit that's going to have those animals. But our ordinance pretty much excluded those animals. And so we are just making it to where if it's the right organization, they can have those animals for the educational purposes.
Not personal.
Correct.
Crocodile farms.
Correct. Yeah. It's for businesses or.
Okay.
Educational purposes only.
Okay.
Can we draft it as an amendment to the wild animal ordinance?
Okay.
And we tried to draft it where it would be very specific. Certainly would not include another private facility going in, but we expressly say it doesn't include residential facilities.
Okay. Good.
They have to be changed out every so often. It was well thought out. It just needed to be corrected because the ordinance wouldn't allow it. So.
Correct, yeah.
We have to have ordinance for animals that exist naturally here?
There's
an alligator in the slough right by my house.
So, but nobody owns that, so I mean, that's wild. But if somebody is owning it or having that in an enclosure and things like that, the ordinance previously excluded those animals altogether, so it wasn't allowed at all.
Okay.
Keeping it.
I move.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you.
Thank you all.
Thank you.
Purchasing. Morning, Gilbert.
Good morning.
Morning, Gilbert.
Item A is to take all appropriate action to approve the contracts with the following highly qualified providers. And the first one is Engineering Services for Lake Woodlands and Sterling Ridge Drive. This is with Jones and Carter for $51,900 for Precinct 3.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
The second item is Surveying, Engineering, and Design Services for the construction of Firehouse Road. This is with Wiser Engineering for $143,365, and this is a Precinct 4 project.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
The next is Engineering and Design Services for the construction of Ford Road. This is with LJA Engineering, $199,806, Precinct 4 project.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The next is Architectural and Engineering Design Services for the renovation of Spring Creek Greenway Nature Center. This is with PGAL, $60,000. This is a Precinct 3 project.
Move.
Second.
Question. This last time. What do we have on?
We had brought an architectural agreement a month ago. That contract we brought back, we canceled that agreement with that particular architectural firm, right. And this will be the new firm.
Okay.
Dollar amount the same.
Okay. Matt, just a question. There was some concern that Commissioner Nowak had about even rebuilding that facility. He feels like it's a good investment to go ahead and do that. Okay, good. Any other questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carried.
The next is Acquisition Services for Sorters Road. This is with KDM Acquisition Services, $148,400. This is the Precinct 4 project.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
The next is Appraisal Services for the same Sorters Road project with Whitney and Associates, $75,900. Another Precinct 4 project.
Move. Thank you, Judge.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Item B is now to take all appropriate action to approve the following change orders. First is change order 3 with Smith & Company for the Rayford Road Widening Project in the amount of $238,579.64, and this is a Precinct 3 project.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Next is change order 1, again with Smith & Company, for Gene Campbell Boulevard in the amount of $307,296.24. And this is a Precinct 4 project.
Move.
Second.
Questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
All right, the next item C is take all appropriate action to approve granting a discretionary exemption for emergency repair of Landham Creek Culvert and paving of Spring Branch Road as an item that must be purchased to preserve or protect the public health and safety of the residents of the county from Rand Roan Construction, $154,000 is a Precinct 1 project.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
The next is to award Project 18-46, which is the Airport Road parking lot, to Precise Services for $747,227.45.
Move.
Any questions or comments? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Opposed? Motion carries.
And finally, take all appropriate action to approve the purchase of one Kubota tractor with accessories through interlocal agreement with Byboard, contract number 515-16 from Kubota Tractors in the amount of $77,701.34 for Precinct 1.
Move.
Second.
Any questions or comments, commissioners? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Any opposed? Motion carries.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you, Gilbert. Now need to recess our commissioners' court and convene public hearings in precincts 3 and 4.
Morning, Judge, Commissioners.
Morning.
On item 20A, we have public hearing to consider the partial revision of Black Oak Section 1, to be known as Black Oak Section 1 Partial Replat Number 1. There's currently no HOA or POA formed yet. The purpose of the replat is to decrease in size of lots between 10 and 15 feet, assumed to put more lots in the same area. There may very well be some people, we've had some contact from some people wanting to speak on this.
Is there anyone here that would like to address that? Yes, sir.
My name is Bruce Tyler. I live in the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm. Okay, sure, absolutely.
Thank you, Mr. Tyler.
Thank you.
Simple thing. It's just a few more lots. I just wanted to highlight, just because of the floods that have occurred back there, both Memorial Day and the Harvey flood. On the lower left, you have a circle. That is an egress access point called Dry Creek Road. It floods in a 50-year thing. So it always floods because it's very low. On the upper right is their only access point if there is a flood there. And if you turn the page, you'll see a picture of it. All it is a 20-foot basically driveway. It does not qualify as a county road. It's a pinch point for people trying to get out of there, and I just wanted to make you guys aware at this point, you know, there's only 100 lots or so in there right now. It may go to 450, but this will turn in from a risk to a danger, I think, and I just wanted to make you guys aware that there's a potential issue with this subdivision going in that pinch point. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to address the court concerning this issue?
How many extra lots is this going to produce?
Yeah.
I don't have that in front of me, but my recollection of the replat is probably just less than 4 or 5 lots. It's not a large replat area. If you're just talking about reducing those, I believe they're 50 to 60-foot lots already.
Matt, are you aware of any concerns that the commissioner would have there?
Is this something that needs action today?
No, the plat's not quite ready. It's not on this agenda for approval.
Okay. Precinct 4, Commissioner.
I'll do that if you'd like, Commissioner.
Appreciate it.
Item B1 is considered partial revision of Lot 20, Block 2 of Peach Creek Plantation, Section 1, to be known as Peach Creek Plantation, Section 1 Partial Replat. This plat is also not quite ready for approval, but this public hearing on it. We have not received a letter of no objection from the HOA. There is an HOA there. They have been notified. I'll take this opportunity to let you know.
Thank you.
In times past, we've relied upon the applicant to notify the HOA. We have undertaken that once we know it's a replat, we notify the HOA as well. So to make sure that the process doesn't hold up, but we do know they got notice, probably from our notice, which they got last week, so we have not received the no objection letter.
Is there anyone here to discuss that?
The purpose of this is to divide one lot into two lots. It's a 6.2 acre lot, and they want to divide it into 2 acres and 4.2 acres. Again, plat's not ready, no action will be necessary.
Okay. All right. So we'll now adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our...
What about the second item?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Consider and approve posting a 20 mile per hour speed limit for all streets in Oak Tree Subdivision. Is there anybody here?
No one. Mr. Jones.
Paul Dewey Jones. I'm not 100% sure, but I do keep seeing the 20 mile an hour speed limits pop up throughout subdivisions. I'm not positive, but I thought they were restricted for school zones. I didn't realize that you could willy-nilly just make it 20 miles an hour. I'm not sure, but I think it'd be something that somebody might question just for the heck of it. So, thank you.
Thank you.
BD, there was a time when there was a minimum speed limit that was more than 20, I think. Did that change?
I believe it changed.
Yeah. Because I know we've had a couple of them that we've... Okay.
So 20 miles per hour can be enforced?
I believe so.
Verify that.
We'll just, you want to hold that one for action later until we get a verification on it?
I'd like to, yeah.
Okay, so we'll defer action on that. But the public hearing has been held. Okay, we're now ready to adjourn our public hearing and reconvene our commissioner's court. Before we go to executive session, there's just one miscellaneous item. If commissioners, if y'all don't mind, I'd like to move forward. I meant to mention earlier when we were talking about the GO bonds, but our revenue bonds did sell for $249 last week. I don't know if y'all all knew that or not. $89 million in bonds that were proposed. We had $1.19 billion in orders. The financial markets analyzed the project, found it to be very favorable. So really excited about that. So just as a matter of information, so you guys know what was going on there, those that analyzed those type of projects saw the true value in this one and acted accordingly. So we had a very, very favorable bond sale there. All right. When we get through, we'll come back to that in just a minute. Okay. We now need to recess our commissioner's court for executive session under Article 551074. Please, there's no action necessary from executive session. Our next item is citizens' comment. We do have two people who have signed up to speak on items not on today's agenda. I'll just read this brief statement. We now invite public for comment on items not on today's agenda. Please state your name and topic of your comment before beginning your remarks, and public comment may not exceed 3 minutes. Questions or concerns about the operations of Montgomery County programs may be referred to the department heads or elected officials, and the Texas Open Meetings Law prevents the court from deliberating or taking action on matters raised in public comment. So we do have two people signed up. First, we have Mr. Wayne Wagner. Mr. Wagner.
Here, and I'll give you a written copy.
Good. Good morning. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Now I'm getting, you know, I wrote this. I didn't know Noack was here, but I'm going to talk like he's actually sitting there.
Okay, that's fine.
So my name's Wayne Wagner. I live at 14 Bridal Oak, The Woodlands, Texas, and I'm talking to you about raising Sawdust Road. In case you didn't already know, the homes in Grogan's Point are plummeting. Last week, the home at 238 Angel Leaf Road sold for $500,000 less than your assessed value. This home did not flood, was on the market for a year and a half. Also, the home at 231 Angel Leaf Road sold for $500,000 below the 2016 assessed value. If I have to match this price per square foot to sell my home, I'll be selling it for half what I paid for it and half of the assessed value. My home at 14 Bridal Oak has been for sale for a year now, and we've had 4 showings. Why is this happening? The feedback I'm getting from people in Grogan's Point is no longer a safe place to live because during rain events, the only exit out of Grogan's Point is Sawdust Road, and it'll have 3 feet of water running across it in the Panther Creek area, cutting Grogan's Point off from police, medical, fire, and preventing you from getting home to your family. There are a number of simple solutions. One, we can raise Sawdust Road over the section that it goes over Panther Creek. And this is only like 3/10 of a mile where it's low. Second option, we can complete Sawmill Road to Angel Leaf Road, providing a safe second entrance and exit during rain events to the Grogan's Point when it's flooded. Our third option is to complete Sawmill Road all the way to Hallsworth with an entrance on Angel Leaf. This option being the best, as it would provide relief for the worst interchange we have in the Woodlands, which is sawdust at I-45. In addition, it would make Grogan's Point one of the most desirable areas in all of the Woodlands. Mr. Nowak, in your campaign, you talked about fiscal responsibility. So where's the fiscal responsibility to the homeowners in Grogan's Point who are losing hundreds of thousands of dollars in value in their homes because of you? So do the math.
Mr. Wagner, I'm sorry, your 3 minutes has expired.
Okay, you've got the rest of the meeting.
Thank you. Thank you for your comments. Appreciate it. Thank you so much. Mr. Yalik.
Hi, my name is Eric Yalik. I live in Commissioner's Precinct 3, and I brought a picture with me of Kim Jong-un and Dennis Rodman. As people probably have been following, there have been some pretty major events that have occurred in the world, really today, since we're still on a 24-hour news cycle with what happened in Singapore. And one of the interesting aspects of what happened in Singapore is that all the nations of the world were able to watch what was going on, with one exception. And that exception actually was the subject of an article in the Sunday Times of London this past Sunday, and that is the nation of North Korea, where there was absolutely no reporting whatsoever that President Kim was going to meet with President Trump or even leaving the country. There are no newspapers other than the one state-owned newspaper. The internet is disallowed. Radio is only one state-run radio station. Basically, there is no information in Korea other than what comes from the government. One of the things that the Sunday Times pointed out in their article is that by having total secrecy, what you do is you stop all competition of ideas. There are no new ideas that come out from anywhere other than emanating from the one source of President Kim himself. And sadly enough, it seems as though, Judge Doyle, that the Montgomery County government is moving in the same direction. We have secrecy with respect to the commissioner's meeting agenda. There were four items, major items, on today's agenda that had no backup, and no one could even tell, for example, when you voted on the airport bylaws, what the actual bylaws were that you voted on. The payroll change request forms were 70 pages of documents that you voted to approve in your consent agenda, which you passed, which were never attached to the agenda. No one on this court even knows what you voted for. And finally, now we're moving into the budget process. And the budget process is becoming more and more of a black box of information. Proposed budgets aren't being shared with the citizens. Information is being discouraged to be circulated among the citizens, it seems, by this commissioner's court itself. And so what we are ending up with is a county government where there is no competition for ideas. The only ideas that come out are from bureaucrats and from this commissioner's court that basically operates in secret. Gentlemen, we do not need Montgomery County to become the next North Korea, and I hope that you will discourage that from occurring. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Jones, I saw that you wanted to make a comment. Please go ahead.
Good-looking shoes there. My name is Dewey Jones. I live in the Woodlands, Precinct 3. I've been in South County since 1969. I would like to congratulate Charlie Raleigh Metters for winning their re-election. Sorry, Metters, winning your re-election. And appreciate all the service and everything that you're doing, all of y'all are doing for the county. People seem to forget y'all are only five people. There are over 500,000 citizens in Montgomery County that have questions and complaints and problems. Y'all cannot be expected to be everywhere. I don't know what people expect y'all to do. I just hear a tremendous amount of complaints against the court that I disagree with 100%. I feel the people in Precinct 2 voted Charlie Riley in, and Charlie was supporting 242, the toll road. So to me, the people did get a chance to vote, and that's what they voted for. They voted for the toll road. Yet we still hear opposition to the toll road from Precinct 1 and Precinct 3. I don't feel it needs to be coming from those additional precincts. Commissioners need to run their precincts. The county judge needs to help coordinate all of it. That's really about all I have to say, and I appreciate all your service, Doyle. And you put up a hard fight, just didn't win. I voted for you, so that was the only one vote that I know you got.
hey, Dewey, by the way, Precinct 1 was for the tote.
Oh, one, so I, as usual, I'm wrong again. So this has been going on for about 8 to 10 years, and I have been almost completely, totally involved for 12 years, and I'm committed. I'm getting back in, into the game. I'm just now trying to figure out who you can trust and who you can't. We seem to have a group of people that have moved here into Montgomery County that have some back-asswards ideas. I know I'm uneducated and born in LaGrange, Texas, but right, 2 plus 2 is still 4. And they're trying to...
The record is, I won't be the commissioner next year, but you're right. I did win.
Right. now you see why I try to keep him getting up here too much. I don't know anything. But I'm learning. And if there's anything I can help with, I sincerely would appreciate a call.
Thank you.
Flood control or roads is for 35 years, I can tell you, we need a lake. You know, we need an additional lake is what we need. 20 to 22,000 acres is all that's going to hold that water. You can't run all that water into the Gulf of Mexico real fast. It'll kill the sanctuaries. You're going to destroy fishing and shrimping for 2 to 3 million people on the coast. So, thank you.
Thank you,
Mr. Jones. Is there anyone else that would like to address the court that did not know the rules and didn't get signed up?
Okay.
No, that's okay. That's why we have this portion at the end for people that want to talk about items not on the agenda. Okay, with that, commissioners, I have a motion to adjourn.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned.